In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this final Sunday before Great Lent. It's called Cheese Fair Sunday because we are going to say farewell to cheese and dairy products after today until we reach Pascha. There are three themes that the Church presents us with today. The first is the fall of man, the second is the purpose of fasting, and the third is God's love for us. St. John Maximovich once spoke about the fall of Adam and Eve from paradise. He said that the highest creation on earth, man, had been given a commandment by God not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Why was the commandment given? This tree was just like all the others, and in itself had no outstanding characteristics. No, the knowledge of good and evil was not in the tree itself, and not for this reason was the commandment given. The Lord gave it because man was created free, and the Lord desires of man a freely willed striving and longing for union with God. The commandment was given because only through its fulfillment could man express his freely willed striving toward God and love for him. The Scriptures and our Holy Fathers have given us to understand that although it is not our fault personally that our ancestors Adam and Eve disobeyed God, we nevertheless must deal with the consequences of the fall that came about as a result of their disobedience. Let's say we had an ancestor who was in service to his king and as a result became very wealthy many generations ago. Well, of course, it would be natural for his descendants to eventually inherit that wealth, use it wisely, increase it even, and live a very comfortable life. Let's suppose for a minute that that wealthy ancestor got some bad advice, disobeyed the king, and as a result lost his entire fortune and was banished from the kingdom. While it was not our fault, nevertheless, we still had to suffer much deprivation because of the error of our ancestor. If we wanted to regain our former position and wealth that our ancestor once enjoyed, what should we do? Should we make up our mind to work hard in the king's service and be restored to our rightful place? Or should we figure out some way to disobey the king as our ancestor did, hoping to regain our fortune through illegal and criminal means? In a way, this is our situation now. If we are wise, we will reason with ourselves that since our ancestor lost his fortune through disobedience, we will not take that course, but rather learn from his mistake and work hard in the king's service so that we might regain the lost wealth. Just as Adam and Eve disobeyed God's commandment by eating the forbidden fruit, so our Lord, through his church, has given us the practice of fasting to help us demonstrate our obedience to God. St. Simeon the New Theologian once said, "Without fasting, no one was ever able to achieve any virtues, for fasting is the beginning and foundation of every spiritual activity." A righteous nun, Mother Gavrilia, said that her spiritual father, Archimandrite Lazarus More, used to say, "Go anywhere you like, do whatever you like, as long as you observe fasting. Because not a single arrow of the evil one can reach you when you fast. Never." Our Lord also tells us that we must forgive each other in order to receive God's forgiveness. Father Milarad, in his homily on this gospel, says that while it might seem hard to forgive each other, we should consider that this is really for our benefit. For when we pray to the Lord, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us," we are constantly asking God to condemn us if we do not forgive others. By not forgiving others, we are asking God not to forgive us. At the Vespers service last night, we heard the following words: "Adam was cast out of paradise through eating from the tree. Seated before the gates, he wept, lamenting with a pitiful voice and saying, 'Woe is me! What have I suffered in my misery? I transgressed one commandment of the Master, and now I am deprived of every blessing. O most holy paradise, planted for my sake and shut because of Eve, pray to him that made me and fashioned me that once more I may take pleasure in thy flowers.' And then the Savior said to him, 'I desire not the loss of the creature which I fashioned, but that he should be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. And when he comes to me, I will not cast him out.' St. John Chrysostom says, "Imitate God. If he wills that all men should be saved, there is reason why one should pray for all. If he willed that all should be saved, be thou willing also. It is pleasing to God, and thus men become like him, in that they will the same that he does." Here the Lord promises that when we come to him, he will not cast us out. So let us enter into the coming fast of Great Lent, washing our faces and anointing our heads with prayer and fasting, that we may draw closer to our God who loves us and calls us to love one another. Glory be to our God.